Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Mark Gardner, who is the CEO and president of North American Bank Card. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So, wanted to get your perspective on the latest big announcement in payments, the announcement, obviously, that eBay and PayPal will become two separately publicly traded companies sometime in 2015. And from where you sit in the payments ecosystem, what's the impact?
I personally feel the impact is a net positive for the entire ecosystem. So if you think back not too long ago, American Express rolled out what they termed full acquiring. And it allowed the acquiring industry veterans the opportunity to essentially obtain revenue at a neutral margin level to the other three brands, Visa, Master, and Discover. So it brought in a new revenue payment stream. I think this will be the fifth brand over an extended period of time. So if PayPal is successful in their initiative, they'll get their market share and we'll have revenue parity at a similar interchange level as we do with Visa, Master, Amex, and Discover. And we'll have the ability to continue to erode in the acquiring industry, cash and checks, making electronic payments more prosperous, more prevalent. And that's what we're all in it for, right? The reoccurring revenue. And I think that a fifth brand that erodes more cash and check is positive across the entire platform of our industry.
But PayPal can do that today, and they are doing it today.
Yeah, they're doing it really well online. I really feel they have a huge opportunity in the brick and mortar or offline world. And I think that's their opportunity to get a lot more market share.
So you think they can do that better as an independent player than as part of eBay? Why?
Well, when you're part of a large organization, strategical decisions become much more complex and there's much greater level of management. And your decision-making time frames are often very elongated. So I think they'll be more nimble. So I think that in listening to them and working with them, they really, really are committed to be much more prominent in brick and mortar. And I think they put a lot of capital behind their strategy.
Interesting. So you see this as a way for them to really double down on in-store. What do you think the merchants will think? Because, again, one can argue that PayPal has been after the in-store experience now for the last year or so. That's a slog. It's a really tough slog. Requires that merchants make changes. Merchants hate to do that unless they're given a good reason to do that. Does PayPal bring a better reason to merchants as an independent company?
That is a tough adjective. I think that merchants enjoy receiving new customers. And I think to the point where PayPal can incentivize their digital wallet customers to have the PayPal wallet installed on their mobile device through incentivized offers that they're backing. So for the offer might be 2-for-1, use your PayPal account, get 20% off. Similar to the way that airlines got cardholders to utilize their cards, their loyalty cards, their reward cards, by providing incentives. I think PayPal has that opportunity. Do they stick with their current technology and evolve potentially to a different technology, whether it's NFC like Apple did or something else? I think time will tell.
So let's suppose, Mark, that you we're sitting down with Dan Schulman, the new president and CEO of eBay, CEO to CEO. What would you tell him?
Well, what's the question?
What to do with PayPal?
Okay. Well, he's new, right? So is his goal the same goal as previous leadership? Do you want to expand into the offline world? Do you want to be as relevant as Visa, Master, Amex, and Discover in offline as well as online? So, I really don't know what his goals are. I can tell you that I had a really clear understanding of eBay's goals with PayPal, and that is they want to be as relevant as the other card brands in brick and mortar. So if that was their goal, then I'd give them some interesting advice. I should probably pause and ask you, is that the question?
That is the question. So I'm waiting for the interesting advice. Tell me more.
So I think it's about incentives, right? So my understanding in reading PayPal's published data is that they have over 100 million users, PayPal users, that use PayPal to pay for goods and services in the U.S. alone. That's about a third of our population. It's a lot of people. So if I wanted to get those users using my wallet, my stored value, to buy goods and services in the offline world, I would incentivize those cardholders, account holders, with something that would be very, very enticing to go into a brick-and-mortar establishment. So I don't know if you personally have a PayPal wallet installed on your smartphone.
I do.
So when you click on the little scissor hands, and the scissor icon shows you where your coupons within your geocentric ring. So when I click on my scissor hands, it doesn't show me any SMBs. Not one. But it shows me these large, behemoth national retailers. And I hate the inconvenience of going into a national retailer. Sorry for the national retailers that listen to your podcast. But it's not quick. It's not easy. Park your car, watch this thing, parking lot, walk in the back, get the one thing you need, and you're alone. I'm more of a boutique shopper. I like the personalized service. And what I would look to do, one of the things I would look to do in the initiative is what we're working on right now with PayPal, is enabling the SMBs to accept the PayPal wallet through PayPal check-in. So at Pay Anywhere Storefront, which is our cloud-based free tablet point-of-sale solution for SMB, we'll be rolling out in the fourth quarter the ability for all PayPal account holders to pay anywhere where a merchant has Pay Anywhere Storefront through PayPal check-in. Now, with that being said, if I want to drive cardholders, account holders, to those SMBs that are publishing offers, where PayPal wants to drive their account holders into those retailers, they can do it through an incentive. No differently than the way that Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover have built card loyalty and brand loyalty historically, right? So Bob's Burgers is opening up Wednesday. Can't advertise the Yellow Pages anymore. Valpak's dead. Mike's Coupon's dead. He doesn't know how to do Google AdWords because he doesn't have an IT department, right? Facebook launched their equivalent of Google AdWords today, their new solution. You really need to be pretty IT savvy or have an IT resource to navigate through those local AdWords campaigns. So I think that if Facebook made a very, very simple interface or did it for the merchant, especially on the first time they enrolled, to publish an offer of Bob's Burgers, half off, brand opening, whatever the promotion is, there's an opportunity to incentivize traffic and then to build on, really to build upon that going forward.
I agree with you because it's not about just offering the 50% off at Bob's Burgers, because we all know the experience that happens when you do that. You really build a loyalty to the offer and not the establishment. But you have to build some sort of clever incentive that creates habituation, this ability to visit the stores on Main Street where you have your dry cleaning, get your lunch, go to the convenience store, go to the drugstore, and have the ability to use your app to pay at all those different places. That's the ticket, I think, and certainly
I agree with you 1,000%. And when we did our focus group on integrating PayPal check-in into Pay Anywhere Storefront, the number one thing we heard, and we've shared this with PayPal, is these small retailers, the SMBs, the average SMB does $10,000 a month in plastic acceptance. There's no demand. They said, no one's ever walked into our store and said, hey, can we pay with PayPal?
Yep.
Right? Yep. So just because these retailers have the ability to accept PayPal, doesn't mean the account holder, which we've often called cardholder, demand is there, right? Yep. So they have to create that account holder demand to go into Box Burgers and use their PayPal account. How are they going to do that? Through an incentivized offer.
Yep.
So no, I really believe they got to create the demand and the incentive to the PayPal account holder, and then tell them where to find establishments where they can use it, other than Home Depot and other than these big box retailers that have done a really nice job advertising and marketing.
Well, I agree. It's getting into the habit of using the app. I mean, the other point that I think is important is that Bob's Burger is probably not going to have his own app, and he's going to like a whole lot better the ability to have, you know, to your example, in the PayPal app, when you touch the scissors, you get an offer from Bob's Burgers, and that's easy for Bob because he doesn't have to worry about doing all the stuff that goes around the demand generation, getting customers in his burger joint.
Exactly, and that's what we're going to build into the Pay-Anywhere storefront interface, is the ability for that merchant to publish an offer through a simple selection process through a wizard. You know, do you want to do buy one, get one free, or two other simplistic offers? They pick it, it's published.
Yep. So from your perspective, the name of the game is getting the digital wallets used. They have a lot of them, but getting customers into the habit of using those accounts at those stores. And when they do, merchants will then say, aha, this is something I need to do, and they'll do it.
Yeah. People talk about such complex terminology in our industry with all these acronyms. But at the end of the day, right, it comes back to, I remember my first economics class in college. It's about demand generation.
Yep.
And there is no demand right now for alternative payment types within brick and mortar. So if you want to create that demand, you better create an incentive, publish that offer to your 100 million account holders, and get them looking for these coupons and these offers that they can now go utilize at these small businesses that are now accepting PayPal. I mean, we saw Discover do it many moons ago, right? We saw Amex do it within the last 3 years. Huge push in the brick and mortar on the SMB side. So I think that if PayPal wants to be as ubiquitous as a payment brand as the other four legacy brands, then they're going to have to create some major marketing initiatives that create incentives and offers to their installed base.
So, Mark, last question. Let's fast forward 24 months from now, so 2 years from the day of this announcement, and we're talking about the payments landscape. Now that we have an independent PayPal, we have an Apple Pay in the market, Visa Checkout, which will have evolved.
What about Amazon? Are they in it?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to ask you. Who's in the space that you care about, the small business, the local market space? Who's duking it out for share, and who's winning?
So on the issuing side or on the acceptance side?
I'm talking about on both, actually, because they're both related.
That's a good question. And if you look at how market share has really changed over an extended period of time, you know, Visa and MasterCard get a huge installed base, right? And they duke it out, and you see those numbers move a little bit each and every year. You know, and Amex has their piece, and Discover has their piece, and PayPal has their piece. It's a pretty established ecosystem. You know, I don't know where your question is, so I'm just going to take it on a tangent. But do I see room for a new card issuer? Not necessarily, no. On the acquiring standpoint, I think there's going to be a lot less cash and check, a lot more electronic payments. I think it's 24 months from now. I see the max stretch still exists. EMV rolls out. It doesn't go away. So I think EMV's rolled out. NFC has a toehold. So I think Apple's committed behind it. And I think it'll finally get some traction. I don't know if that means low single-digit traction in the total global payments. I think it, you know, is low single-digit traction. I think that in the U.S., it might do better than in other areas like Japan, where they've had NFC for a long, long time, and it's not new. It's not innovative. So just because we think it is innovative, other regions of the globe have had it for a long time. I think NFC's got a better shot now than it ever has. So I think everything looks monumentally different in 24 months. Absolutely not. So I think the thing that probably looks the most different, I think that you'll see a re-terminalization in the marketplace, because now it's a two-pronged approach, right? The merchants have two requirements. One, they want to be able to accept Apple Pay because they've got a tremendous amount of media exposure, right? But what is Apple Pay right now? It's NFC. So they want to be able to accept near-field communication. They want to be able to accept EMV, because I think the sales representatives will pitch it in a manner that is worth fighting. And they'll say, do you want to accept all chargeback liability? If you accept a fraudulent card, you know the ability to read it. And if it's an EMV issued card, that is. So I think the two-pronged approach from a sales perspective of EMV, Apple Pay, NFC will get many merchants to step up and switch. So I think that'll be a big catalyst and a net positive for the acquiring industry, because you'll be able to go out and grab market share.
But who is actually going to be the preference? I hate to use the word wallet, because I think that's really not the right word, but who will have share from a digital accounts perspective? Do you see PayPal, Apple Pay, Visa Checkout?
So Visa and MasterCard, right, have had this technology for quite a while, and I think they've had it on the shelf. So if NFC, hypothetically, becomes the de facto standard, do I think Visa is going to roll something out with JPMorgan Chase? Or MasterCard's going to roll something out with their largest issuer? Yeah. So I think the marketplace gets a lot more crowded if NFC becomes the default. Because MasterCard's had PayPass for at least a few years that I can remember. It's been installed in the New York taxi cabs for at least a few years. So yeah, I think Visa and MasterCard have been pretty quiet on the sideline. I think Visa, from what I see from a marketing standpoint, is getting ready to do something. I also think that they're good custodians of capital when it comes to spending marketing dollars. And I don't think they want to be too early, right? Because remember that company Pay by Touch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They blew through hundreds of millions of dollars in capital, right?
$360 million.
What we call smart money, right? And now, biometric payments are the cool thing with Apple. So I think timing's really, really important in technology. I think being too early is probably just as bad as being too late. But Apple was pretty late to the phone game, and they did okay. So I think Visa and MasterCard are not to be counted out. I think they're quietly and patiently watching and observing. So I think it's a little too early to handicap that race.
I think it, but I agree with you. I think it's going to be a fascinating race to watch. So the next couple of years in payments are really going to be fun, and it's a good time to be in it. I'm sure you agree. Well, Mark, thank you very much for taking the time to give us your perspective on this important development in payments, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.